evening to learn. I had a feeling on the phone at 3 a.m. something needed to be done. Now I'm jumping on a jet, hitchhike horse, getting off a plane. Said I'm gonna need her in the short stay. My friends will think I'm crazy and maybe I am, but who cares? 'Cause something's happening.
Heard music from a group called The Japanese House from the UK and the song Smile. They're an indie pop band from Buckinghamshire, and I really dig that tune. There's actually no spelling to the song Smile. It's just an emoji, which is rather cute. Before that, Night Moves, a brand new band from Minneapolis with the song Only to Live in Your Memories. Now, when I was a kid, I watched this movie starring this Australian rock singer about how he was having a hard time making it in the music business, and then he went off and did it. And that was Rick Springfield, if you can believe that, to Love Somebody. But I'm going to play a different song by Rick. This is called Affair of the Heart. If you remember from back in the day, this is from 1983 and the album Living in Oz. Here's Rick Springfield on the jukebox.
Thank you.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Watch.
What a beautiful song by Neil Young, Harvest Moon, on the jukebox. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. Thank you for tuning into the show. Neil wrote that song for his wife, Peggy, of many years, who unfortunately passed away from cancer a little while ago. Also, Neil Young just celebrated his 79th birthday, so happy birthday to Neil Young. Music coming on the show from Amiya Kuda and the tune Love Song. Amiya Kuda is a singer-songwriter from Toronto and also a community activist. Her name means mother to the will of the creator. Very cool stuff. We've got something coming up from another band who's brand new on the scene. These are LA Natives and the song Before the Dawn from Jake and Papa. We also have a tune now coming up by Australian rock and roll band King Stingray. Very cool stuff. This is from their sophomore album, For the Dreams, which was released back in 2023. And the song is called Looking Out. I know you will enjoy that. And now for a huge classic tune, one that has inspired so many musicians around the world, including myself, from Stack Records in 1962. This is Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions on the jukebox.
Thank you. walking out into the fire.
This is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
The night is dark, and the sun won't be here anytime soon. No one can save you now, sweet black and blue. But if you can go on, if you can hold on, it's only darkest before the dawn. Lift your hands and raise your voice. No one can hear you now through all the noise. But if you can go on, if you can hold on, it's only darkest before the dawn.
You may get to know these birds by sound as much as sight. On a still winter afternoon, walking the shore of Puget or Long Island Sound, you'll hear them coming low across the water. Golden eyes, also known as whistlers, their wings sibilant, making the sound, as Ernest Hemingway wrote, of ripping silk. You're likely to see their piercing golden eyes and the striking domino black and white of the male's plumage as you board a ferry or travel by boat along the shore. Sometimes in squadrons, they dive for crustaceans and mollusks. Autumn brings both species of golden eyes, common and barrows. You'll know the male barrows by the half moon of white between its brilliant yellow eye and short bill. Enjoy them now while you can. In spring, golden eyes will be gone, returning to the boreal forests of Canada and Alaska to breed and hatch their young in the cavities of trees. And you'll have to wait until next November to hear again the music of their wings. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. Want more Bird Note sounds, images, and stories delivered straight to your inbox? Subscribe to our weekly newsletter for a preview of the week's shows, stories,